Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. And we begin this hour on Newsline with the start of the 4th of July weekend. And how about an AccuWeather update? Joining us live, Dave Bowers. And Dave, sounds like we're going to get the bad stuff out of the way.
Yeah, that we will, Bridget. Yeah, it looks like there could be even something spotty here in the late afternoon or evening, but that's just a small chance. But tomorrow, it's a pretty good chance that most places are going to pick up one or two showers, maybe even a heavier afternoon or early evening thunderstorm. But once that front is through, the rest of the holiday looks fine. Partly sunny skies, lowering humidity, and it'll be seasonably warm right on through the Macy's 4th of July fireworks extravaganza. Bridget?
All right, we thank you. And this is, of course, expected to be one of the busier days for traveling over the long weekend. If you're driving, gas prices have gone down a bit, not much help, falling to $4.84 a gallon nationally, $4.92 in New York, $4.86 in New Jersey. If you're flying, expect a lot of packed airports and maybe even delays and cancellations. Our Samantha Liebman checking out the scene at Newark Airport.
The delays slowly creeping up. Also some cancellations at Newark on what AAA says is the busiest air travel day of the weekend. Some trying to avoid the long lines that greeted passengers this morning.
We're all smart about like packing light so we could just like hop on the plane and not have to deal with like checked bags and stuff.
Others arriving extra early.
My flight's at 7. I was here before 4. I just like to be early, especially you never know how long the line's going to be.
Everyone mentally preparing for the worst after Thursday saw a whopping 78 cancellations at Newark and nearly 250 delays, according to FlightAware. Experts say overambitious schedules coupled with staffing shortages to blame and volume already back to pre-pandemic levels. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Newark Airport.
And yesterday, Delta pilots picketed across the country. One pilot saying the cancellations are frustrating for the pilots, but they do sympathize with you, the passenger. Some airlines are now offering pay raises and even triple pay for pilots who take trips on their days off. American Airlines now offering its pilots a 16% pay raise in a new contract proposal obtained by ABC News. That 4th of July cookout is going to cost you more, our Glenn Chuck at ShopRite in Lodi, with just how much you'll be paying.
So when you think of July 4th, you think of the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest, right? Maybe even having your own hot dog eating contest at your backyard barbecue, but maybe not this year, with these hot dogs costing 43% more. Ernie definitely feels the pinch.
It hurts tremendously, and I think about all those people that are on fixed incomes and people that are just surviving paycheck to paycheck, how difficult all this must be for them.
And of course, you want to stock up that cooler for the barbecues. Those prices are actually pretty hot. Even if you skip beer, soda is up nearly 25% from last year. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here at the ShopRite in Lodi.
More about those hot dogs now. Last hour, we spoke live on 1010 Winds Newsline with Mickey Sudo, the 7-time women's champion of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. She says competitive eating just comes naturally.
While I do practice, you know, to like get my coordination, you know, back dialed in, I think a lot of it was just, you know, something that I was prone to doing. I'll do a few like technique speed runs practices, but you know, from the moment I started, I found my weird calling.
On Monday, Mickey will be defending her title. Joey Chestnut, of course, defending his title in the men's division, all at Coney Island. A 19-year-old man who was recently charged in 2 hate crime attacks on Sikh men has been stabbed to death in Brooklyn. Vernon Douglas was found stabbed in the chest on Rockaway Avenue in Brownsville at about 9 last night. The knife, missing a handle, found near the body. Police do not believe his murder was revenge for the attacks on Sikhs, which took place in Queens. Douglas was charged with breaking the nose of a 70-year-old victim visiting from India in Richmond and beating two men with sticks, ripping off their turbans, and robbing them on Lefferts Boulevard. Nine people have been wounded in what is believed to be a drive-by shooting in a parking lot of a grocery store in Newark last evening. Happened at about 6:20 outside the store on Clinton Place. Five of the victims, including a 17-year-old, got to Newark Beth Israel Medical Center on their own. Four others were taken to University Hospital by ambulance. Newark Acting Public Safety Director Paul Raul Malave says they are looking for a car spotted leaving the scene.
We do have a vehicle that is of interest at this point. It's a white Honda Pilot stolen out of Jersey City, and we're following that lead. And obviously, it's an ongoing investigation.
All of the victims are expected to survive. An 88-year-old woman wound up with a broken arm after a cyclist rode up behind her and groped her in Brooklyn. This happened near the corner of Green and Wyckoff Avenues in Bushwick on Tuesday, about 2:20 in the morning. The cyclist slowed down, grabbed her buttocks. When she turned to face him, she lost her footing and fell. The man pedaled off, leaving the woman lying on the sidewalk next to a trash can. She was taken to Wyckoff Hospital, where she was treated for a broken arm and serious injuries to her hip. Police have just released video and pictures of this cyclist, and you can see them. They are up on our website, 1010winds.com. The NYPD is still searching for the man they want to question in the point-blank shooting of a young mom on the Upper East Side. 20-year-old Asia Johnson had reportedly texted relatives to say she was meeting up with her 3-month-old daughter's dad so they could talk some things out. Relatives say he had assaulted her when she was pregnant, and she wasn't sure how much she wanted him to be involved in their child's life. She was pushing that child in a stroller at 95th and Lex when she was shot in the head and killed. The baby's father has not been named as a suspect. 14 people have been injured in a fire in Brooklyn, and Newsline takes you to the scene now in Williamsburg for an update from our Darius Radzius.
A scream for help early Friday morning from a burning building got the attention of firefighters.
They broke my window and pulled me out the window and my boyfriend.
Paris Campbell was pulled out after waking up to smoke that filled her apartment as the flames raged in the deli below here at Union and Meeker Avenues.
I woke up and I couldn't even see my hand in front of my face. It was just so much smoke.
Firefighters say one other person living in the upper floors was also rescued. Officials say the fire started in the deli and spread to two neighboring businesses and the apartments upstairs. 11 firefighters were injured, 7 taken to nearby hospitals with minor injuries. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
In New Jersey, firefighters battled a third alarmer at a church in Passaic County. These flames breaking out in the Greater Assembly Holy House of Prayer on Arch Street in Patterson just before 2:30 this morning. Video from the scene shows heavy flames shooting through the roof. A parishioner says the church had been closed, however, since March. Nobody's been reported hurt. On Long Island, a woman was arrested last night after police say she left her 3 children inside a car unattended. 28-year-old Ciara Sockwell of Flushing, Queens, allegedly left her 1-year-old baby girl and 2 boys, ages 4 and 9, inside a car with the windows halfway open, parked along Green Acres Road West near Hook Creek Boulevard. Officers came to the scene after a witness had called 911. None of the children was physically hurt. Sockwell to be arraigned today in Hempstead. New York City is reevaluating its COVID alert system. This after yet another pandemic wave, which has not seen significant increases in hospitalizations despite soaring positivity rates. The health department's website says the color-coded system, which began when Mayor Adams took office, is being reviewed. The message says to check back in the coming weeks for updates. New York City officials only just downgraded the COVID alert to medium on June 21st after a month or so at high. But then just last week, Manhattan hit a 17% positivity rate. Eastern Queens is at 20%. The New York State Legislature has been meeting in Albany to work out a new carry gun law, but last night Governor Hochul added a new purpose to the session. The governor wants to enshrine the right to abortion access in New York State's Constitution. The lawmakers getting back to work sometime today.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.